Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights, 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, we're going to get the phones in the mix on this. CBS Sports says that this is a Super Bowl or bust season for the Lions. Say, best in franchise history, but if they don't win the Super Bowl, it's a bust. Can that be true? Do the injuries at all lower the stakes? John, you say no. I say no. They went 6-0 with all these injuries. In the best division in football, they went 15-2. And Vegas, along with their coach and general manager, all feel like this is the best team in football. Let's get to the phones. Mike in Livonia, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, fellas? So,
what's up?
Cookies, I just wanted to give you, I wanted to push back on this narrative a little bit, and I'll explain why. To me, for instance, I don't use Vegas as a measure because, you know, they're looking at it from a different perspective than I do. I evaluate this team on a week-to-week basis. As a fan, I want to enjoy this ride, right? Now, coming to this season, or actually going into last season, right, the expectations was, hey, give me the first round playoff, win your first playoff win, and God knows how long.
Yeah.
And that's a successful season to me, right?
Yep.
We end up beating the Rams. We end up beating the Bucks, right? We make it to the NFC Championship game. And then at that point, we actually end up, leading for like three quarters and then collapsing and losing. And guess what this narrative allowed people to do? Turn super negative on the team. And then for the next month and a half, I had to hear nothing but, hey, it was a missed opportunity. This will never happen again. And then you have, some of the holes going off the cliff, thinking, hey, it's a done deal. This team is, and then you know, we drove plays away like Josh Reynolds, and coach had to go on there and defend the team and be like, guys, it's okay. You know, we need some counseling at this point for some of us who are going a little too crazy. So to me, I feel like when you put, obviously there's expectations. John knows as a player, there's certain expectations you set for yourself as a team, as a coach. Yes, you're aiming for the Super Bowl. For them, it's a Super Bowl or a bust. But for us as fans, I can't do that because different narratives from week to week. The injuries are part of the narrative.
They are.
But there's a storyline every week. Like, for instance, last week, it was, hey, what do we have to play for? Nothing, but we're still going to aim for 15-2, which is the best record we've ever had. So if you're going to sit there and just say, hey, you know what, I'm going to snooze and wait until the Super Bowl, that's not what you guys are saying.
No, it's not what we're saying. I understand what you're saying, Mike. Yeah. So...
Yeah,
so to you,
like Rieger for a month and a half after the bitch and moan about how
Mike,
the Lions collapsed.
I have a spoiler.
Instead of celebrating the greatest season we've ever had.
I have a spoiler. Rieger's going to do that regardless. But Mike, so I'm, what I'm hearing from you is Super Bowl or bust takes the joy out of the journey to you.
Correct.
Okay, and to me, it's different. It's just difference of opinion. To me, Super Bowl or bust adds stakes. It adds extra drama, a little more anxiety, right? The exhilaration of winning and knowing that this is a team that's one step closer to that ultimate prize, right? But also knowing if they don't, that it's going to hurt. Like, Super Bowl or bust to me makes it juicier, John. I mean, there's more substance because Super Bowl or bust is on the table.
Yeah, you got more on the line.
Yeah.
You got more to risk. Risk it for the biscuit. Let's go.
That's not me opting out until the Super Bowl. I mean, come on, guys. We're living and dying with every single day with this team.
And it doesn't take away anything about the journey. This has been so much fun all season long to be able to wake up on Monday mornings, sometimes Tuesday mornings, and be able to talk about a team that is good, that's competent, that's winning, that won the division, that secured the one seed. It has been amazing. And there have been times along the way where a lot of people have said it's not possible. When you ultimately do something that people think isn't possible, the journey, everything makes it so much more fun. Now there's a reset.
So
the playoffs are beginning.
They turn this corner very fast. It's reminiscent of Jimmy Johnson's Cowboys, what Dan Campbell did. The 1-15 the first year to 7-9 to losing to the Lions in the playoffs to winning the Super Bowl. 4 years.
Also, the Ditka Bears, same thing.
Yeah, but the 4 years is in play right now for Dan Campbell's Lions. He has done this fast. And I think when we put such stakes on this happen, and when it's happened so fast, people are like, well, wait. Well, because I think people think the window is big here. I do, too. I think this has got a five-year-plus shelf life, potentially, and maybe a franchise-altering thing for good, where you're somebody like the Ravens every year, you know, along those lines. But you got to win one. John Harbaugh only has one Super Bowl championship. And when you have that opportunity to do it, you got to close the deal. You got home field. You went 15-2. Does it mean that that might not have, or that could happen next year? They could be better next year. Or what could happen to them is the 49ers, where you blew a fourth quarter lead in a Super Bowl. You didn't win it with Garoppolo. Then you got injured up the wazoo. You traded for a quarterback that never really played for you. And then you ran it back to last year, and your quarterback couldn't get it done again in the fourth quarter. You know, the 49ers. Should have a ring. They don't.
Well,
window's big right now, Mikey.
How many of the great coaches or most respected coaches have won Super Bowl? And it's John Harbaugh won Super Bowl, and he didn't even do it with the two-time reigning MVP with Lamar Jackson. That wasn't his guy. Now all of a sudden you look and you say, well, okay, who else? And you look at Andy Reid with the Eagles. It didn't happen. A lot of bites at the apple, and it just didn't happen. Now with the Chiefs, they've done it twice. They've also lost in the Super Bowl. You look at a lot of coaches, and Mike Tomlin, one of the most respected coaches in the history of the NFL, has won Super Bowl.
Right. Well, and that's why I brought up the Cowboys. Like, to me, they resemble that in a lot of ways, where not only is it this year, but it's next year. Like, where I really think you've got the most talent that you can almost possibly have on a team, and then it starts getting picked apart with who you pay and who you don't, and you really have to continue to draft at this rate. And I agree with Valeni in the afternoon on Holmes more than anything. I don't know how Brad Holmes can continue to draft at the success he has. I think the jury's out on this last draft a little bit, you know, but the year before, I mean, this is the reason they're sitting here right now is because of what he did in last year's draft.
The first two rounds.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So, some of it is chance. Some of it is, hey, how many people passed on Brian Branch?
Well, you go sign David Montgomery, who can be a number one, and then you draft a running back, and everybody criticizes it for the most part. Where would they be without Gibbs right now?
Great point. Ticket Texter says, we don't want to be the 2014 Tigers and just be a really good team. To be a great team, they have to win the Super Bowl. If we believe they're a great team, we believe it's Super Bowl or bust. Let's get to Elon in Detroit. You're on 97.1.
What's up, fellas? I kind of go both ways with the Super Bowl or bust. I don't think one way I don't consider it to be a Super Bowl or bust because I think it minimizes what the Lions have actually done. This is not a year of the Lions really breaking records. They're making records. And you got to understand what this coaching staff, what Brad Holmes have done. They brought back Barry Sanders and Megatron. They were, you know, pretty much removed from the Lions. So the things that they are doing to actually show us that they can do, and where I can see where it will be Super Bowl or bust is because of our OC and DC. They may not even be there next year.
Yeah.
So you don't know if we can get the same people to utilize the talent that we have the same way. So that would be the only reason I could see that it would be Super Bowl or bust. But I really don't think that we should minimize what's going on. Yes, we have had the injuries. But things happen, you know, like you said, like the last guy said, it's a storyline every week.
I don't think we're minimizing at all. I think we're trying to maximize, right? I mean, I'm just speaking as a show here, like we want to talk Lions as much as we can and soak up every minute of this because this has been such a fun 100%. Time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I love it. You know, as guys call it, diehard Lions fans, this is, you know, this, I almost cried just after they won, after they beat the Vikings. That almost brought me to tears just watching that. So. Because I was at the Vikings game with that Vikings game where they won that when they won that game to start the you know where everything started. You
oh,
know,
Campbell's first win. They were in the gray
Campbell's
jerseys. Yeah,
the stadium was crazy. Okay, everybody was hugging and high fiving, and it was wild. But I, you know, seeing that from its birth, You know, it gives you a really different perspective on it, to just really respect what they are doing, and you love to see it, and you just hope that they can continue, and whoever those next OC and DC that we may have, that they are just as good or better and able to utilize the talent that we have, because Brad Holmes is going to draft. He's going to draft great no matter what.
I think a lot of us believe that he is going to continue to draft good. I don't know if the hit rate can continue, but I mean,
yeah. Carefully, he's going to be a receipt.
After 4 years, how would you possibly doubt it? If you do it once, okay, yeah, it's a one-off. But if you do it repeatedly, it just becomes who you are.
Yeah. I think windows in the NFL are probably 3 or 4 years unless you have like a Mahomes, but you can always extend it by drafting well. And that's going to be what extends this, because you're going to have players that you can't keep, players that age out of their prime. I think San Francisco's dealing with some of that right now. Mm-hmm. They had the most loaded roster in the sport a couple years ago. It changes quickly unless your general manager keeps putting logs on the fire. Yeah, exactly. 248-539-9797. We got more phone calls on this coming up next. This idea, Super Bowl or bust. Can it be a bust if you have the best season in your franchise's history? That's the question. It's 97.1.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping, and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs, with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Ticket Texter says, doubt you'll hear this talked about on the radio, but Michigan basketball is now 12-2 and in first place in the Big Ten. Great fun.
Just say, Mark.
Tom is loving these spinoffs. Apparently, Mark Champion was trolling our station on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. Well, he basically said almost verbatim what we had talked about in the morning, but it might have been too early for him.
I don't know how to break
it. I know he's up late.
I don't know how to break it. Like, Lions are in a Super Bowl run. Yeah. I mean, the Pistons are a fun note, and if they keep winning, they'll keep getting talked about. Same with the Red Wings. And we'll talk about both of them a little bit at the end of the show here, but the Lions are the story. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Mike in Sterling Heights. You're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Listen, I don't like the word bust at all. I love the Lions. What they did the whole season is amazing. What they did Sunday defensively was strictly amazing. When you look at where they're at and what the task is that lies ahead of them still against better quality coaching, better quality talent, better film that you can see where the weakness of the Lions is, what Minnesota didn't do that we could do. It's a tough task, man.
No doubt.
When you look at who's not there, okay, a Pro Bowl number one draft pick on one end, a first-round draft choice on the other end, a second-round draft choice tackle in the middle who would have made the Pro Bowl, a Pro Bowl defensive back. When you add all of that up, man, it can't be a bust. I think that our coach is the coach of the year in the NFL. I think the owner is the owner of the year. I think this fan base is getting something that we never could have imagined, man. It's just the injury. If they pull this off, you know, ESPN normally has the team of the year. This would be the team of the decade. If they win this, because if you look at the two teams that they lost, the type of quarterbacks that they lost to, if we go to the Super Bowl, it's going to be Josh Allen type or the boy for Tampa Bay, who got the moxie and can run. Those are some hell of a quarterbacks to beat, man. Minnesota pooped in their pants offensively. Detroit, I cannot call it a bust because one of the announcers back in the day said, I think it was Vince Scully, Gibson hit the home run. I can't believe what I just saw. Now, all season long, the defense has been number one in the red zone. But given the talent level that we're missing, and for them to do what they did last week, I couldn't believe what I saw, man.
It was remarkable, so Mike. It was, and it's why Aaron Glenn's getting as much love as he is. And listen, it's
why the expectations have been raised,
and it's also why the expectations are the way they are. If you're going to play defense like that in a matchup of that magnitude, and you're going to get home games in the NFC playoffs, you're going to be in the Super Bowl.
look out. If you're going to play with that type of violence, it is so much fun to watch. But that's how this team has to play to win the Super Bowl.
And it's right there for them. Shane and Warren, you don't like that I've brought up that they're the betting favorite. You don't think that's a good measuring stick? Good morning.
Yeah. So can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. So I just think that when you look at that, it probably reflects more that they're going to be in a, you know, kind of like a weak conference in general, and that if the Bills or the Chiefs were like alone in their, you know, in their conference, didn't have the other one to worry about, that they might be the betting favorite, you know. And I feel that when you get to the Super Bowl itself, the AFC is probably going to have the favorite coming out of that. And I think that maybe if Jalen Hurts were more healthy, that also might reflect, you know, in the betting odds. I'm not really sure. I'm not going to say that. Like,
no, these are good points, though.
But I do think the AFC. Yeah,
These are fair points, that the AFC will cannibalize itself a little bit and it hurts all of their collective odds, right? I think that's a fair point. Plus the Hurts thing. I don't know the latest, but he was still in concussion protocol like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And that's from well over a week ago. So it is something to monitor.
They've made some moves at the quarterback position. I think it was Ian Book they released so that they could clear room. I think he'll be...
He'll play.
Yeah. I think he'll be... They're planning on him being available.
His point, though, that the NFC is the easier road, I don't think you can dispute that, than the AFC.
Okay, overall, but...
I'm not saying it to like discredit what the Lions are doing. I think it's correct.
We've also talked about this being the best division possibly in NFL history.
Yeah.
And the Lions, I think, might be a bit of a exaggeration.
By the numbers, percentage, and, you know... The fact that, look at who they don't lose to the teams outside this division.
Yeah.
They only lose to themselves.
Three playoff teams.
Yeah, and you have three playoff teams. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Heather with the news.
So the search for a missing Macomb County mother has intensified as her car was found late Tuesday night. So 30-year-old Ashley Elkins was last seen by her family leaving her house in Warren on the morning of January 2nd. And according to her phone, her last known location was at her ex-boyfriend's home in Roseville.
Ruh-roh.
Now, her car was also found just a couple of miles from her ex's apartment. It sounds like police have now searched his apartment. They have taken some things out of there, have been in contact with him, but are not saying if he is in police custody or not. The family is also saying they received some strange text messages from her the day that she went missing. Things that just didn't seem quite normal or normal responses. Obviously, the family is doing everything they can, spreading the word. They want to find her. Mom of two boys. So hopefully, if you have any information about her whereabouts or have seen her, you are being asked to call Crime Stoppers. Let's see. After Saquon Barkley released some of those Unisom commercials that were, you know, took a playful jab at the Giants and owner John Mara. Well, Mara has, of course, seen those. And on Monday, he said he was very upset about those new sleep aid commercials, but not upset for the reasons maybe you would think. He admitted after watching them, he called Barkley right away to complain. And he said, "How dare you make a commercial making fun of me without having me in the commercial? You should have put me in. There's acting chops in the family. I could have been a great addition to those commercials." So he had some playful fun back as well. So
that's cool.
Took it in stride.
You have to be able to laugh at it.
Yes.
You have to. Otherwise, you're just going to cry about it. Man, has he had a hell of a season.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The driver charged with killing Johnny Gaudreau and his brother, Matthew, in that horrendous drunk driving incident, pleaded not guilty on Tuesday. Sean Higgins pleaded not guilty to all charges, including first-degree manslaughter, and he actually was offered a 35-year prison sentence if he pled guilty to two crimes. Which he obviously didn't. And his lawyers say that they are hopeful that they can prove that the deaths stemmed not from any malfeasance, they say, but from, quote, a combination of uniquely unfortunate circumstances unlikely to ever occur again. So he'll be in court soon.
Yeah.
And if convicted, he'll be in prison for
a long time.
The rest of his life.
I feel like I haven't heard that defense before. circumstances that never could have possibly
happened. Okay. Will never happen again. Let's see. What do I got? Oh, this is interesting. So, Ozempic, right? The Ozempic craze has taken over. Every time you see a celebrity or anyone lose weight, you're like, Ozempic or a like of that. Like there's several other companies, right? Whatever. Well, while people are losing weight, which is a great side effect, there is some not so great side effects as well. You've heard maybe of Ozempic butt, right?
Like I've heard of that. Yeah. Ozempic. What's that? Saggy butt?
Yeah. Yep. Well, everything. I mean, okay. It doesn't need to happen with Ozempic. You lose a significant amount of weight relatively quickly.
Yeah.
You're going to be losing some of that fat and things are going to sag. And one of the things is Ozempic face. And it's basically where you lose so much weight in your face that it kind of...
You look like a skeleton.
Your skin is not so as elastic. Good. It doesn't rebound.
Yeah. So those people who are experiencing Ozempic face are now turning to face BBLs. The BBL is the Brazilian butt lift. So they're basically getting the Brazilian butt lift for their face, which is where you get fat removed from another area of your body and injected into your face to give your face, you know,
a little fuller effect.
Yeah, plump healthiness.
Plump. Plump's a great word.
It's expensive. One woman said she paid $9,000 for
this.
So, you know, pros and cons.
Wow.
Some other,
plastic
surgeon.
How long does it last? I mean, if you get some fat in there.
I mean, I would imagine it would last for quite a long time because it's not like a filler, which some people are nervous to getting this, you know, fake.
How is it different than Botox?
Oh, gosh. It's okay. Botox is nothing like filler. You'd be comparing it to filler. Botox freezes your muscles. You're not injecting something to plump your face. You're freezing the muscles. Filler would be what you could inject like into your cheeks to get them.
Okay.
Plumper.
Yeah. But this is more natural. Eventually, I mean, if you lose fat, I would think you'd still lose this fat.
And if you're still on Ozempic, is it eventually going to end up looking?
I don't have all those answers.
I'm not grilling
but
you. I'm just.
You would imagine.
I feel like if this is the way it's going to go, maybe you should reevaluate if you should be on something like that. But anyway,
I don't know.
People will never stop wanting to lose weight.
Yeah.
So no.
But what's wrong with losing weight in a more gradual, natural?
You want me to work for it? Please, you've got this injection I can take and lose weight instantly without having to get off my couch.
Silly
that
me.
That is why.
I forget
why
who I'm talking
that?
To and about. And yeah, people just want the easy way.
Yeah. Anyway, listen to this. Busch Light is doing a contest called Daytona. Okay, where 8 lucky singles will have the chance to go on a speed date before the Daytona 500.
Oh, wow.
And they get to do it all while in a lap car being driven by a trained driver.
So you're speed dating while you're
speeding.
Exactly. Now, of course, it's not actually during the Daytona 500. It's a couple days before that. But they say they're going to pay for your airfare, your hotel, and you're actually going to get to go to the race later. However, if you stay for the race, you have to pay for all of that. Okay. But anyway, interesting concept. And if you'd like to,
you have to
sign
include a picture?
Probably you do have to give some basic information about yourself. You got to like pitch yourself, right? Like
height, weight, age.
And all the
important statistics.
Of course, right? Your income.
Ozempic face.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whether you had any filler.
Yeah.
How plump you look. Uh-huh. All right, there you go. Heather with the news. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's wintry driving season yet again, and reckless drivers seem to be everywhere, and they can't keep their own cars under control. If you get injured in an auto accident during this or any other time of the year, you need an injury attorney that's going to be responsive to your needs and aggressive against the insurance companies. The injury attorney that you need to hire is David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now and speak with David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Not to be lost in all of the Super Bowl hype, none of the Detroit teams have lost to start the new year. Pistons and Red Wings on some win streaks. We'll get to them in a second. 5 in a row for the Red Wings, 4 in a row for the Pistons. They'll try to make it 5 tonight.
Who said this is going to be a WTF year?
Yeah.
Come on.
Heather.
I was just reporting the news. I didn't say it. It's just it's a fact.
I think you agreed with it.
Did I?
I don't know. What? Tom went back and found a bunch of history, too, to
he
reinforce
it. I can talk
it.
You into it? Yeah. I don't know.
A WTF year.
Wednesday, so Thursday, Friday, and you found the years that started with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
and
all the bad things that happened.
Yeah, and we still have yet to have a loss for our Detroit sports teams.
That's right. Hopefully it continues and there's not some virus that shows up.
Why would you even say that?
Well, you brought it there. I mean, did I bring this
you're
up?
You're the one that brought him in.
Yeah, exactly.
I brought up winning, and now it's negative.
Not a good year for going to space, either.
All right, let's get to the phones. Want to talk to Lions fans. Wrap up our conversation about expectations. The injuries are there. You know you're not getting Carlton Davis back. Aiden Hutchinson's season-ending injury. Campbell reinforced that yesterday. Yet, here they are, the one seed. Your expectations. Jeff and Flint, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, Go Lions. I got a couple things that I really wanted to talk about the expectation of the Lions and what they've done to our city and what we believe in ourselves. They're an inspiration. They're like a slow burn. I don't think there's ever going to be a thought of a failure or a bust this year because what they're building is beyond this year. And you can see it in the way that when we think, you know, all is lost and we got 15, 16 guys on the IR – these guys step up and they play their hearts out for the guy that's leading them. And that's probably the biggest asset they have is his ability to recognize who he has on his team and inspires them. And the biggest concern that everybody has right now is, are we going to lose Ben Johnson? Are we going to lose Aaron Glenn? And that's a possibility. But the thing is, they have so many other assets behind those guys who are supporting them that I don't think they're going to reach out outside of their team to find the replacements. They're just going to step up, man up, next guy up, and we're just going to keep moving forward. And they're just going to wish those guys, you know, the best of luck, go on, have a successful career, whether it's here or wherever it's going to be. But Detroit Lions are not going to be a flash in the pan. It's a sustainable build that they're doing right now. So whether we win it this year or 4 years in a row, I think it's something that's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, in regards to the succession plan for if they lose Aaron Glenn or Ben Johnson, I think offensively there are – Ben Johnson came up through the ranks. He was promoted by Dan Campbell. This is Dan Campbell's offense. So whether it's Tanner Engstrom, Mark Brunell, Hank Fraley, there's a lot of good options that could be play callers, all guided under the leader of Dan Campbell. Defensively, I think that's more where you might go outside. It could do for both, but you might go outside the family to bring in somebody who's been a defensive play caller.
But to give you an insight into the mentality, Dan Campbell said yesterday, Aaron Glenn's got to be a head coach.
Right, yeah. If nobody else wants him, we'll take him back.
We'll gladly take him, but he's stumped for his guy, and that's because he's secure in what he's building in Detroit. One, he wants Aaron Glenn to continue to progress and achieve all his goals.
He's his friend. He wants to see his friend succeed.
But he's not intimidated by losing him. No. And it will add a curveball and a wrinkle, and you'd rather keep him. I understand. But that's part of why we've emphasized winning while you have the continuity. This is not year one of the Aaron Glenn defense. And I think they were able to handle so many injuries because it's not year one, right? I think Ben Johnson's been able to go into that deep well of plays because of the continuity. That's rare that you have two head coaches under your head coach with the continuity, with the talent, with the one seed, with the bye week. It's why we've emphasized, it's got to be this year.
You have no idea what the future holds. You don't know what next year looks like. You don't know what the draft is, free agency is. You don't know what injuries look like next year. We know what the schedule looks like. We don't know, when they're going to play, but we know where they're going to play.
Well, what is it? At Baltimore, at Philly, at Kansas City, at Cincinnati.
Oh, it's brutal. And obviously the division opponents,
it's triple Lambeau and all that stuff. Yeah, the Lions are good. They should win most
Philly,
of the games. But
Washington, Rams.
There's no guarantee you're the one seed next year.
No, but, you might be. Who knows?
You could go 17-0 next season.
You could, 16-1.
You want to start that now? Yeah.
Warm it up. Crack up that diesel.
A-Watt in Rochester Hills. Good morning. You're at 97.1.
Oh, we've got the let's wait for... I'm so important, I have hold music.
No, you're not going to put us on hold. We're going to put you back on hold. All right.
Just get rid of them. Just get rid of them.
We can be one more time. Yeah, we'll get rid of them. Yep. All right, let him go on his day. The Lions are there. We'll take texts. We'll take phone calls. John, our hockey team, our basketball team. We've talked about them a little bit today, and they're getting kind of lost in what is a Super Bowl run by the Lions, but both teams haven't lost in 2024. Who's impressed you most?
Over the course of the season, it's hard to say in 2025, it's been a small sample size, but through the course of the season, to me, it's been the Pistons. how JB Bickerstaff has been able to, before Ivy got hurt, can they be on the floor at the same time, Cunningham and Ivy? The answer is clearly yes. But to watch the development, the confidence of Cade Cunningham and how that oozes through the rest of the team, and then you start looking at some of the other additions that they've made, the big question is going to be, what are they going to do at the trade deadline? What are they going to do with Hardaway or Tobias Harris or Malik Beasley? Like, are these guys here for the long term? Probably not. Are they a pass-through? What happens at the end of the year? Don't know. But for right now, it's a hell of a lot of fun to watch a team that is currently sitting in a playoff position or a postseason position, a play-in game. And then you look at the change that has been made with the Red Wings, and it gives you excitement. That's a much smaller sample size. Do they revert? Do the players revert to where they were before? And can McClellan pull them out of that? He's pulled them out of some bad periods and ended the game well, like he did yesterday. Bad second period, ended the game well. There's exciting news on both fronts. I just think it's been more impressive what the Pistons are doing. I think they're really only scratching the surface, and I'm really excited to watch them through the rest of the season.
My answer is the Red Wings, but I don't want to discount the Pistons.
That's because you're a season ticket.
Maybe there's bias there. With the Pistons, though, I don't know that this could have gone any better. When we talked this offseason about getting a new coach and the moves they made in the offseason, it was all about unlocking Cade Cunningham, getting him to the next level, putting some veterans, putting some shooters, and letting him get to that second gear. John, he's an all-star. This is what the season was all about. It wasn't about winning an NBA championship. It wasn't about even making the playoffs necessarily. Put some real NBA players around him. Put some shooters around him. Give him real coaching and unlock him as the star you drafted him to be, number one overall. And he is blossoming before our very eyes. So it's not a slight to the Pistons when I say the Red Wings. The Pistons have done everything we could have asked for and more. I think the Red Wings, though, are the more encouraging team. I've seen more. I'm more excited. They're closer to the playoffs to me. That's tangible. That's real. That's a payoff for a fan base that's been very patient. And I think this Todd McClellan hire was everything they could have asked for and more. John, you said, like, will they revert back to bad habits? It looked like they did a little bit in the second period last night. And third period rolls around. They're trailing. He tinkers with the lines a little bit. One small tweak. It's a guy who scores the goal. And they win the game. And they played a much more inspired third period. They're playing effing hockey. Like I don't know. I'll compare it to the Iditarod. Like he's got a mushing. They're all kind of working in unison right now. They're flying around. They're getting to the puck. They're tough on the puck. They put pucks on the net. Everything is about puck possession. It's everything that they weren't doing under Derek Lalonde. A lot of dump and chase and the malaise and just going through the motions. He has them playing inspired. He has them flying around. And yeah, if they get off course for a period, it's going to happen. If they lose a game, it's going to happen. I trust that his honest, harsh coaching is going to get them back where they need to be. They're unlocking a roster that should have made the playoffs a year ago. Like, when you think about it that way, it's not a stretch to say they should be in the playoffs. They're in the mix right now. The roster was good enough last year, and if they had better coaching, they would have been.
And this is with a one-game preseason, quote-unquote. When he took the job, he had less than 24 hours to prepare for a game, and he wasn't going to make any changes, and then saw him play, made some adjustments, continues to make adjustments. You saw it last night with different guys on different lines.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you're seeing the results of winning hockey.
Who's impressed you more? It's a good problem to have.
Well, it is.
Pick a favorite son.
We haven't had, in our lifetime, a calendar year where all four teams have made the playoffs. This is an opportunity for the Wings, and I say the Pistons are, for me, more exciting, and maybe they have an easier path to the playoffs.
They do.
But it will be made more difficult if they make moves at the trade deadline. That's kind of the wild card right now that we don't necessarily know. We know that they could be in position, but are they held back because of what they want to do, how they want to build this team moving forward?
Well, and the Ivy injury, too, which takes some of the ceiling out of this season.
But I mean, this is an opportunity. Wings and Pistons, if they come through and they're playing in the postseason, we could have something that we've never seen here.
And I don't think it's a coincidence. We've got the best coaching we've ever seen as a city, all four teams at the same time. It's the biggest reason all four teams could make the playoffs this year. 248-539-9797. Who's impressed you most? Wings, Pistons. Both are on a win streak. It's 97-1.
Hey, your New Year's resolution is to lose weight, and you can get there faster than you think with Ideal You. Go to idealyou.us now and you can lose 20 or 30 pounds in just 40 days. Whether your resolution is to lose 10 or 100 this year, Ideal You works, and it works fast. You want to see results. I lost 10 pounds in the first 10 days. I lost 50 pounds overall, and I got to eat real whole food. It wasn't shakes or bars, and I passed the message on to a former teammate of mine at Washington. He is down 30 in his journey through this 40 days. Ideal U's weight loss coaches work with you every step of the way. They're going to coach you and teach you and help you lose weight, and they're also going to help you keep it off. I've mentioned I lost 50 in those 40 days. I'm down 70 pounds now. I'm 3 years in. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us. Ideal You is a Michigan-based weight loss company that has helped thousands of people just like me and you lose weight. In fact, over 90%, you're talking about a success rate, 90% of Ideal You customers lose at least 20 pounds in just 40 days. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us. Sign up now, and you're going to get a $200 Visa gift card. Start the year off right, lose weight, and get a $200 Visa gift card. Want to weigh less? Go to idealyou.us.
Come on, come on, come
on.
You're
just loving it.
Let's fly. Five in a row for our hockey team. Patrick Kane, vintage Patrick Kane, on his bobblehead night. By the way, that was a hot commodity. I got there 6:30 and they're all gone.
Oh, stuck in the bathroom?
No, I wasn't dying to get one. I showed up half hour before the game. But people love him, and he stepped up, and I think it's 8 points in the five games. And he is one of several Red Wings that have responded to Todd McClellan. I don't think this is a coaching bump. I think he's unlocking talent that the roster had. We could argue they underachieved a year ago, missing the playoffs.
Certainly.
And even with a flat offseason, we were expecting the playoffs this year, and he's got them thinking playoffs again. I think he has flipped the brand of hockey on its head. They are not a lazy team. They are not a team going through the motions. They're inspired. They possess the puck. They throw pucks at the net. They crash the crease. John, even when they had a lull yesterday, they responded. I think this coach is exactly what they needed, and I do think the playoffs are on the table. I'm encouraged by the Red Wings and the Pistons, but to answer our question, I'm more encouraged by the Red Wings. That's not to disparage the Pistons, who I think have done everything right. They've surrounded Cade with vets and shooting and coaching, and he's blossoming. But we asked you guys that question, 248-539-9797. Both teams have 18 wins. Both teams are on win streaks. Both teams may be dreaming about the playoffs. Let's get to Ryan in Rochester. Ryan, good morning.
Morning, guys. Love the show. Thanks for having me. Just want to talk a little bit about the Pistons. I went down there last Friday to the Charlotte game. The energy in Little Caesars is starting to change, and I'm starting to see the crowd and stuff really get back into it. And it's nice to see that since we haven't had the NBA rocking for quite some time. But I think in the NBA, there's a lot of parity going on, but there's a lot less parity. NHL, it's so hard because these teams are so closely bound together, and the run and the playing good puck is really going to matter coming into this final stretch. But in the NBA, I really think, you know, those bottom seeds playing in for the play-in, the 8 through, you know, 10 seed, we have a real chance to get there. I don't know about how much noise we can make, because I think the parity in the NBA, the elite are the elite, and kind of the bottom, you're fighting and you just want to see some fight. But I'm super happy about both teams, and obviously the Lions is huge. Can't wait for the divisional coming up. But thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ryan.
Let me ask you this about the Wings.
Yeah.
You mentioned it. Patrick Kane's on a bit of a heater.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we talked about how many guys that were in on scoring. So many guys with double digits. This year, it's obviously a different story.
Yeah.
If Kane cools off, not to what he was before McClellan, but if he just cools off to be, you know, maybe not a point a game guy. Can they sustain?
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to need to get a little more out of DeBrincat, right?
But
those kind of go hand in hand, Kane and DeBrincat on the same line. You're going to need Tarasenko to do something as well, right? I mean, he's been such a disappointment offensively. Really, I mean, he's not a defensive hockey player anyway. He's just been a disappointment. They're going to need some more secondary scoring. It can't just be Larkin. It can't just be Raymond. They're going to need to have at least three lines that can produce. But I think it was interesting to see Joe Valeno moonlight on the first line and then throw Casper up on the first line and try to get some of these young... Berggren's another one with a couple goals since McClellan took over. Try to unlock some of these younger players who in theory may have not been utilized enough by the previous regime.
Yeah, and maybe it is Casper that as he gets more comfortable and he grows at this level and starts to develop, he had his opportunities in that third period, and it just, you know, came up a little bit short. But does he start to adjust and just capitalize on some of those? That could be a guy that picks up a slack if Kane doesn't stay on the same pace that he's on now.
Casper's an Yzerman pick, first rounder. Edvinson at the end of last year really slid in and stepped in, and maybe Casper second half of the season. I don't know that he's ever going to be like this offensive engine, but he is...
A complimentary piece.
A complimentary piece. He's responsible on his own end. You can throw him on the fourth line, the penalty kill, and if he can give you a little juice offensively, fight in a corner, steal a puck, put something on the net, create a little havoc, I think there's some upside there for sure.
I think you make the case, too. Maybe Yzerman gets proactive in the trade market, and he starts it.
Yeah.
Because that's when you can get the goal scorer maybe that is out there.
Yeah, some mid-30s or early 30s vet scorer that's on a team going nowhere. Yeah. You can plug in.
Make that trade a week before the deadline or 10 days and set the market. That's often when you can get somebody.
The other thing I was interested in last night is just geeking out here. Simon Edvinson had a different defensive partner, Albert Johansson, who's another Yzerman pick. That's a very young D pairing. Mm-hmm. If they can work together, you may have a real top four. Nah, they're not there yet. But if Johansson can slide in and end up being a contributor, I would like to see a little more of him and less of Petrie.
Yeah.
You think we're really going to see less of Petrie?
I wish
that's thinking. That's when I believe things really have turned the corner.
Wishful right? thinking. He's got one more year on his deal, I think.
Win with what you got.
Exactly. And we don't know the status of Alex Lyon. That was the other weird moment last night, is he didn't come out for the second period. And I don't even know that the crowd really realized until they announced, now in net for your Detroit Red Wings, Cam Talbot. And you could hear like an audible, what? Mm-hmm. Gasp? What's going on here?